federal employees are still hiring relatives, believe it or not, and that needs to stop. The government is headed into a high-risk period of nepotism as a new administration takes over, eventually next year, and so the Merit Systems Protection Board is warning employees to be vigilant about it. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, it looks like nepotism still occurs not a lot, but regularly is what I get from that report.
Yep. According to the Merit Systems Protection Board, it is still going on. MSPB just released a report on nepotism in civil service, and it includes some statistics on prevalence as well as what everyone from applicants to even the new president of the United States can do to avoid it. As a reminder, and for the uninitiated, because we will be getting thousands of people with the new administration coming in, nepotism refers to appointing, permitting, promoting, advancing, and advocating for the appointment, employment, promotion, or advancement of a relative. That can be a spouse, a sibling, offspring, even your weird uncle.
That's right. It goes to in-laws, and it goes to, I think, first cousins.
Everybody,
even.
Yeah.
And the rules about this go back many, many years.
Yes, yeah. The whole idea is you want honest government, and so the concern is you don't want to be doing favors for family or friends.
That was the whole point of civil service back in, you know, the 1920s.
Here's Don Kettle. He's a senior fellow at the Partnership for Public Service, explaining nepotism a bit more and its significance in civil service.
In the clear light of day, it has to be clear that any reasonable person looking at this would not have reason to object to the way in which I'm using my power. So there are all kinds of different ways of coming around to the same point, and they all really have to do with just exercising care and recognizing that being in a position of power and a position of authority is a kind of public trust. And the most important thing that a public employee has is ensuring that public trust is met.
That was Don Kettle with the Partnership for Public Service.
Tell me more about the board's report. They used data that they gathered back in 2010.
Yes, the 2010 Merit Principles Survey, as well as the 2011 Fair and Open Competition Survey. And they also asked questions to agencies, and the answers that they got back also were incorporated in here. And some of those agencies were the Office of Personnel Management, Office of Government Ethics, and the Office of Special Counsel. And some of the things that they found from the survey, at least the one in 2010, was that up to 15, almost 16% of employees said that they saw nepotism in their office. Social Security was 15.9%. The Interior Department was 15%. But then you also had something like the Commerce Department, which only had 3.4%. Granted, that was in 2010. But again, you're getting these current answers from agencies, and nepotism is still going strong.
So it's not a huge thing, but it seems to have a kind of life of its own that never quite gets stamped out.
Yes, and that ranges anywhere from applicants for the civil service, again, up to the White House. And so this report has some advice for everyone.
Like John F. Kennedy hiring Robert for Attorney General.
Yeah, exactly.
Although the Senate had to confirm that one, so I guess it was out in the open.
Yeah, well, and that's part of the thing. You could have somebody working in your office that is related to you, but you just have to take yourself out of that decision. So for example, MSPB said if you're an applicant for a civil service job, make sure you're honest when you're filling out the optional form or OF-306, which asks whether there's any relatives employed at the agency you're applying to. If you're an employer, you ask to recuse yourself from an involvement in any personnel action if, you know, your husband or your wife or even your son or daughter is applying. And they're also for OPM, which handles a lot of HR issues in the government, MSPB says it should provide more clear guidance on that optional form since agencies used it differently. MSPB also advised the incoming president to work on prohibited personnel practices and working that into the transition plans. According to the 2012 Plum Book, about 4,000 presidentially appointed jobs exist in the federal government.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and you've spoken to some employment attorneys about this, and what do they tell you?
Yes, I spoke with Alan Lesht. He's a Washington-based employment attorney, and he said, this advice on nepotism and the rules against it are fine, but really they're only as good as the honesty of the federal employees.
Government agencies operate through people. To the layperson out there, people think of government agencies as monolithic, you know, organizations and institutions, what have you. So if someone discloses that, you know, that their spouse or son or whatever it is wants to apply for a job, and they submit their request to the ethics office, they do exactly what the chairman said, you know, disclose this and submit, recuse, and all that other stuff. What if the managers just don't read it? The agencies operate only as well as the people who are managing them.
And I would say that with the upcoming presidential election, when Hillary Clinton has said maybe Bill will be in charge of economic policy, and Donald Trump has said, well, maybe some of his kids or even his wife could be in the administration. This seems to be an issue that's more real than people thought.
They should read the MSPB report.
Now, Jimmy Carter never brought Billy into the government, which is a good thing, because Billy was referred to in various unflattering ways.
Ah.
That was before your time.
Before my time.
All right, so bottom line is don't do it.
Don't do it, and honesty is the best policy.
And the MSPB is watching.
Yes.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.